Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
No? All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yep.
Yes, all right, thank you. So what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Probably
Certain to
50-50.
vote.
Certain to vote? All right, thank you.
Yep.
So what would you mind sharing your age?
57, 58. I'm sorry, I took
58? All right, thank you. Wait, you said today's your birthday?
No, I just had one recently.
I thought you said today was a birthday, and I was about to tell you, oh, happy birthday. But
Yeah.
happy belated birthday, I guess. All
Thank you.
right. So, would you mind sharing your racial or ethnic group that best describes you?
European American.
European American. All right. So, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale
I
of
am
zero?
highly motivated.
Highly motivated. All right. So I'm gonna read you a list of some like elected officials, and after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So the first one is Donald Trump as former president.
I think he's terrible.
So would you say you strongly disapprove of him?
Strongly.
Strongly, all
Violently,
right.
vehemently, yes.
All right. What about Joe Biden as president?
I think he's done a good job. I strongly agree with him.
Strongly
Sorry.
approve. All right.
Yeah.
What about Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman?
She's got it. Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. What about Sherrod Brown as Senator?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. All right. Thank you. So I'm going to read you a list of some public figures and institutions. After each one, if you could please tell me if you either have like a very favorable impression of them, a somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first
Okay.
person, again, is Marcy Kaptur.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
All right. First Energy.
Favorable.
So would that be like somewhat favorable then?
Yeah, somewhat favorable.
I'm okay, well, all right. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Democrats in Congress.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right. What about Derek Marin?
Oh, he's horrible. Very
So, would you
unfavorable.
very unfavorable then? All right. What about Republicans in Congress?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
For the Democratic candidate.
100%, or would you lean towards voting for them?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%. All right. So if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Donald Trump, Biden? All right. 100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
100%. All right. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod
Sherrod
Brown,
Brown.
Sherrod Brown,
Sherrod
all
Brown.
right, like 100%, or would you lean towards voting for him?
100%.
100%, all right,
100%.
thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Derek
Marcy
Mann,
Kaptur.
Marcy Kaptur, I'm assuming 100% as well.
Yep.
All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marino, or would you say that there's, sorry, Derek Marin, not Marino, Marin. So would you say that
No,
there's
no, no.
no chance
Rather
voting for him?
vote for my tax collector. I don't know. I
Oh,
don't
all
need
right.
him.
All right. So I'm going to read you a statement that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And if you could tell me if this makes you want to, like, support her much less likely, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference? Does it make you more likely to support her? Or do you think this is simply not true? So the statement is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It might be time for a change.
it's not true. Well, I mean, she hasn't been there for 40 years, but.
All right, so you say the statement's not true?
What's the one that's just above not true? Because she has been there for 40 years.
So the one above not true is more likely. Like, it makes you more likely to support her. And again, if you want this completely, it's much less likely, somewhat less likely. Does it make absolutely no difference? Or more likely to support her?
That ad makes you more likely to support her.
More likely to support her. All right. So now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about Republican Derek Maron. And after each statement, if you could please indicate if, again, like kind of the same dynamic, if it would make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference, would it make you more likely to support him, or do you think this is simply not true? So the first one is, in the state legislature, Derek Maron saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are for politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Makes no difference.
No difference, all right. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Maron was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are to the roof as we foot the bill for Maron's corruption.
That makes no difference.
No difference, all right. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Maron wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving people and children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he might be able to save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
He wrote a bill to do what?
He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
That sounds Republican. It makes no difference.
No difference? All right. So in the state legislature...
You're like, I'm never going to vote for him, so...
I mean, understandable. So
yeah.
In the state legislature, Derek Maron supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Maron would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Well, I suppose that would make me even less likely to vote for him.
All right, so much less likely?
Yeah.
All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Maron voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD stress disorder due to the job they get workers' compensation, Maron even voted no on that one.
No difference.
No difference, all right. And lastly, Derek Maron wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Maron's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Maron's bill would also force doctors to re-implant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
Did he really? It's shocking, but it wouldn't change my opinion because he's so horrible.
So no difference?
Yeah.
All right. So based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Maron?
Because he's a fascist.
All right. He's a fascist. All right. Just let me check if I'm spelling it right. I believe
fascist. Oh, I know. I hate the spelling of that word.
Yeah, for sure. I'm always like, is it with an S? Is it with a C? Is it
like some C's and some S's and
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, for sure. No, that also has the same vibes as the word necessary because I'm like, wait, how do you spell that? It's like so and C's. That's confusing. But,
yeah,
but
a necessary fascist would be an oxymoron.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, for sure. Actually, yeah, that's such a smart way to think of it. I didn't think of that. Wow, how ironic I chose that so quickly. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But if the general election for U.S. Congress, if it were held today, for whom would you vote for? Republican Derek Maron. Marcy Kaptur. I'm assuming 100%.
Yeah.
All right. So what would you say
She's
is
been
a
great for Toledo.
All right. So what would you say is the primary reason to not vote for Republican Derek Barron?
Because he's a asshole. They can't write that. Because I don't agree with his politics.
Oh, right, because I don't agree with...
Or his morals. Or his religion.
Or his morals. Or his religion. Alright, I mean, I do have to write everything verbatim, so no worries.
Okay.
His religion. Alright, so would you want to specify, like, maybe some reasons? Like, maybe his stance on, like... some sort of issue, or do you just want to leave it like that?
Well, I'll just leave it like that.
Just leave it like that? All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last two questions I have are just for demographic purposes. So
okay.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate school.
Graduate school? Congratulations.
Yes.
So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I am the Democrat tribe.
Strong Democrat or like a not strong Democrat? Strong?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a true believer.
All right. So how important would you say politics are to your personal identity? Are they like very important, somewhat, not too important, or not at all important?
They're very important. It's sort of embarrassing.
All right. I mean, no worries. I mean, I think it's really good to tie yourself to a lot of different things, and if one of them is politics, then for sure, go for it. So, in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
For Biden.
For Biden, all right. Well, this would include our survey, so I do want to thank you so much for your time this far, and I just truly appreciate it, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, thank you.